everybody. Welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Moss. I'm here with Ruby.
Hey. Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome, you guys. We have somebody so exciting to talk to today. Our friend, Melissa Rojas, who is the owner and creator of Chasing Camila, the store that I'm sure you guys already come across on Instagram some type of way, shape, or form, because it's amazing. But we're so excited to welcome Melissa on Girl Talking Moss. Welcome, Melissa.
Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I love Melissa. I haven't met her, and I'm excited to know more about you guys, too. But thank you for having me.
Of course. I was such a big fan of your shop before I met you. And when our mutual friend Sylvia came to Mas Masa, who you guys might also know, came to visit from LA, she wanted us all to get together, and I had the opportunity to finally meet you. But I was already a big fan of you know, your brand and everything like that. So it was just so much fun meeting you, and you were such a sweetheart. So I am just excited to have you on.
No, thank you. Yeah, because I know how important, I loved that Las Masa created that little group, because, you know, we were all from Texas too, and I don't think any of us had ever met each other. So it was interesting that a California, you know, resident brought us together.
But I know, right?
It's always nice to meet other girls in the industry, because that's what I thought I was lacking here in Texas. So
yes.
I'm grateful.
Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, and that's how it happens. I mean, that's how I met Ruby and some of my other, you know, my other two co-hosts on the show with us. And, you know, that's how it is. Like we always say, it's all about the collaboration over the competition. And that's exactly what you're about and what we're about. So that's why, you know, we're excited for you to be on. But we really want you to, like, just kind of start with sharing your story, because you've had quite the journey. From your career as a personal assistant to creating your brand that you have now. So just kind of tell us just like a little bit about the road that led before you started Chasing Camila.
Yeah, of course. I've never thought about it like that, but then I don't know who, I was talking to a friend and they're like, you need to write a book. And I'm like, you know what? I have dipped my hands on a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And, but yeah, I started, long story short, or probably a little bit long, I was born in Michigan, but then I decided to go to college in Dallas because my family was a migrant worker, so we worked on the field, in the fields too. But I decided to go to college in Dallas, Texas, and then I lived there for a while until finally my best friend had moved to California. And she's a resident of Texas, I mean, of California. So a year after she moved, I moved in 2009. And I just, like, decided to pursue my dreams in fashion. I always had my hand in some type of fashion, whether it's, you know, putting outfits together, making something, or PR, or whatever it is. I just always knew that was just in my heart.
I love it.
You know, my mom. Uh-huh. My mom said that I was that I would always match my outfits, even my headband.
Oh, cool. Like, you know, how cute. That's so cute.
I think I even got bullied. I remember, and I know I got bullied because of that. Like, I would have grown up telling me that I couldn't wear certain things, and it was just like, I've been through a lot, you know. So I was driving every day to LA, like 2 to 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
In the car, yeah. Because you know how traffic is.
Yeah.
Yes, I know how traffic is.
So I was just emailing, and at that time Craigslist was super popular. So
yes.
all my applications were sent through Craigslist.
That is so crazy.
And
it's like non-existent now. It's so funny.
I know.
And those were the ones that would call me back. So I landed a non-paying internship for a t-shirt company called Signorelli, and then another one for 6126 legging company, which at the time was Lindsay Lohan's legging company.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so it was that and like a PR company together. And so they needed people, and so I went and they interviewed me and they hired me. So I was just working for free, basically, still.
Mm-hmm.
But I still kept on trying to, like, apply and everything like that. So I went on a whole bunch of interviews, and I think even, like, Linda, would go with me to a few. And finally, one day, they're like, you want to be it you want to help the stylist in a photo shoot for a catalog, for like the fall catalog for Lindsay Lohan's 6126, you know, legging line. And I'm like, now first I said no, because I had to go to my other job.
And then
I'm like, what am I, you know, it's not like I get paid, and what am I thinking? Like, this is what I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because I've always worked, before that, I've always worked in retail. And so I've always been like, in, I said, in the industry, but not like, at, not like that. So,
right.
I went ahead and went to the photo shoot. I helped out the stylist. And then Lindsay Lohan walks in, right? And so we're just like there working still. And by the end of the day, her business manager was like, you know, she called me over and she's like, she asked me three questions, which was, are you married? Do you have kids? And are you going to school? And my answer to all of them was no. Right. And she's like, okay, do you want to be a personal assistant? And I'm like, yeah.
And so then, how exciting.
Oh my God, what that opportunity.
That was literally another situation of like, you know, at the right time.
Yes,
right time.
So at that point, you haven't even met Lindsay. You just are getting...
No, well, I did. I did meet her. She saw me there. So
okay.
She saw me just working, and they were just... And since I had already been working in that company for a few months, not even a long time, because she, I guess she just asked a little bit about me, and then, you know, and then... Yeah.
You caught her attention somehow, so.
That work ethic, man. She got that work ethic. That's how us Mexicanas work.
I know, right? She's like, I know that girl. She's gonna work hard.
Exactly.
And so I went home that day and I told Linda, and it was so funny because like a few weeks before I was like crying. I have money. I didn't have money to buy her a gift, and I was about to give up. And she's like, don't give up. Something will happen.
Yeah.
And and also, like, I know it sounds crazy, but I was watching, I love gossip TV, and I was watching TV a few weeks before that. Like, E, you know, I was, like, obsessed with E. And, you know, and Britney Spears was on the news, too, or someone like that that was, like, completely also, not also, but just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I could probably do that. I could probably be... her assistant and like be a good influence on her, you know, because I've always known I've been very patient, and I get it from my mom, and I got it from my grandma, which is very, very patient and very like mellow. And so I put it out in the universe without me even knowing.
You sure did.
What happened.
And you got, and I want to tell everybody, if you ever get, they ever tell you that saying, right before you're about to give up is when something huge is about to happen. This is proof.
Yes.
This right
here. I was about to say that, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. This is proof that is exactly what, you know, when you're about to give up is when something huge is about to happen.
It's the breakthrough. It's that breakthrough.
Yeah. And it's true because, you know, you go through that in life and you have to learn how to pick up yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened a lot. A lot of times that I failed, you know, a lot of times that something went wrong. Not only my marriage went wrong, but it just, you know, because at first I used to think, and I was so mad when my marriage happened, didn't work out. But, you know, I realized that there was a lot of other stuff that has happened that didn't work out. And I just needed, and we just need to deal with the issue when it happens, because it's traumatic. It's stuff that we need to handle.
Yeah.
You know, when it happens or when we go through it. But anyway, back to that. So the next day my life changed. I started at 12, and at 12 p.m. I remember I was wearing this little sundress with a blazer and some sandals. And right away, you know, my friends start seeing pictures of me in the tabloids.
Oh my God.
That's how they found out, you know.
Because you're like next to Lindsay or close by her.
but obviously my close friends, I told them, and my parents and stuff like that. I thought it was like the opportunity of a lifetime.
And I got to travel.
It was literally what I thought at the moment, that was the dream, the ultimate dream that I wanted to. Like, I was working for a celebrity, I was surrounded by fashion, and I was traveling. Okay.
Yes.
And so, and I learned a lot. Like, I didn't have no idea how to be a personal assistant, you know, but I just knew that I was determined, and so
look at that, a job you never even did before, and you went in there and rocked it.
Yep. Yeah, and anything they gave me, I figured it out, because that's what basically it is. You know, you just have to figure it out. Like, they gave you a phone number, and I said, okay, what do I do with this phone number? So you just call them, and I just remember the first big thing that I did was, like, you need to get me something to wear to a premiere, a movie premiere. And I'm like, I don't know anybody here. You know, I don't. I don't know anybody in Hollywood. And I called the PR company that I was working for, that, you know, that connected me to her, and they gave me a number to BCBG. And so I called them, they're corporate, and they answered, and I'm like, I'm looking for something for Lindsay Lohan. And yeah, they right away they said, yeah, and I went to go pick up some dresses, and she wore something from that.
Wow.
But like little things like that, that's what most of my day was. And then
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm sure you had to have stressful moments. Like, was it hard working for her? Because we all know, like, Lindsay's, like, I mean, what she's known for, to be, like, crazy. I mean, she's one of my favorite people, even that's crazy and has, you know, wacky things that she's done in the past. I truly, like, always loved her acting anyway, you know, like, as an actress and stuff. Like, one of my favorite people. But like, you know, like, was it stressful, like, working with her or, like, dealing with, like, somebody of that caliber and you know, of celebrity?
At first it was fine. Like, it was fine. We were both getting to know each other, because that's basically what it was. You have to really just have to know her and, like, be five steps ahead of them, you know, to have everything done of whatever they need. And but yeah, at the end it became really stressful for me. Like, I had lost, I was down to like 110. I would always weigh like more than that, and like, if you would see a picture when I started and then a picture when I ended, you know, you could tell, like, I was stressed, and I was just I wouldn't sleep at all, because that was the time where, you know, I was driving her around too, so I constantly always had to be with her, and then when she was sleeping, I would have to, like, take care of the stuff that I couldn't do for her when I had her by my side, because obviously when I was with her, she needed, like, certain things done and attention.
Yeah.
And so it was just very, like, intense, but it was also probably one of the best experiences that I can say that I went through, and then one day I can, you know, tell Camila. So I did get to travel a lot. Ultimately, that was my favorite part of it. Plus, like, being in Fashion Week for, like, in New York and in Paris.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah. Experience of a lifetime.
It was. I think it was, you know, regardless of the hard times that I went through.
Yeah.
Now that I see it, like, it really just molded me for now.
Yes. And,
right.
I wouldn't go back to it. I wouldn't go back to doing that, because you really do have to be there 24/7.
Yeah, especially now with the media.
And you served, I feel like maybe you have served that purpose. You got that out of you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at this time, so you were married at this time and had Camila, or not yet?
No, not yet. That's when I had to move to California. Not yet. So once I left that job, like, in Paris. It was like a I did a little Worst Prada moment where I did leave that job in Paris.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Like, I quit. Bye.
I quit. Bye. Throw my phone in the water.
Yeah.
No, I did. I didn't have my work phone either, so I did. And I just asked for a flight back to Dallas, actually, even though I lived in California, because my goal was to come home and see my family. So I wanted to see my friends, so I came back to Dallas. And I took a minute to, like, focus and really think of what was going to be my next step. So I came back home for 2 months, and then one day Linda called me. She's like, are you ready to come back? And we were just talking, and so I finally decided to go back, and I went ahead and looked for another job. And that's when I got the Thomas Wilde. I was an assistant for the designer Paula Thomas of Thomas Wilde, which is a fashion house in LA too.
Nice.
So that was a 9-to-6 job, 9-to-5 job, and she was amazing. I learned from her too. but I don't think she's, I got laid off after 2 years from that company. They were like changing stuff or I don't know what, but anyway, they fired like probably everybody except the accountant, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And even Paula wasn't even the, I don't think she was the CEO anymore. I don't know what's going on with that company right now, but that one, I think that was harder because for me, because I really, really liked that
job.
Yeah,
it was more of a stable.
It was like stable.
Yes, more stable, yeah.
It was stability, and I was learning a lot from her, too, like of how the fashion industry worked, the season, and I did get to work with a lot of people. You know, the team, there was a small team, it was 15 of us, but it was like a good team, and celebrities here or there, too, with them. Not that it was like everything to me, but it's always interesting, you know, to see the celebrities they work for or we dress.
Mm-hmm.
And but that one, yeah, so then after that, that's when I got engaged, like around that time, I got engaged. Uh-huh. And then I got married a year later. So now at this point is 2014. And I have Camila 2015. Uh-huh. But before I had Camila, I tried to get my hands in the industry again. Like, I just wanted to give it another shot, you know? Like,
yeah.
And so uh-huh. I interviewed with poor Jared Leto, the actor.
He's another person uh-huh. I love. Oh, my gosh. I love him.
That was my last. Yeah. No, he was beautiful.
He's amazing. Everything about him is amazing. Yeah. He can sing. He can act. He's just, oh, my God. I saw him in concert once, and my heart was just, like, I was, like, standing still for, like, the whole 3 hours. Love Jared Leto.
Never in my life have I seen anybody that beautiful. Yeah. And I interviewed with him. It was between myself and another girl, and it was like three interviews, and I finally met him. And it was just so surreal, you know.
Oh, my God, Melissa, did you get to touch him? Did you get to hug him or anything?
No, I shook his hand.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God, he touched his hand.
And then, but I guess he didn't like me because I think they chose the other one. So that was my last attempt to like get into the industry. And after that, I worked for Tilly's Corporate, which is a clothing company, for a few months. Okay. And then I had Camila. And after I had Camila, my husband at the time, we opened a taco catering company, him and I.
Nice.
That was called Taco Chop, and that was like both ours. And I was doing that. I was working at his family's restaurant, and I was being a mom and everything, you know, between wife and everything. And then it's just, somehow my marriage was not working, and I didn't believe it. He cheated on me with someone else and, like, left me for someone else. And so at that point, I really couldn't think. Because when that happens, you know, when all that happens, you're just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to get
the grip
of everything,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I questioned everything. I'm like, I just couldn't. All I knew is that I had to, I couldn't, like, have, like, a breakdown or any of that because I needed to be there for Camila.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I was a mom. There was a little girl. At that point, Camila was, she was about to be 2 years old.
Aww.
So at that point, Camila both depended on me, you know, so it's not like I could be, like, you know, I don't feel like getting up today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you figure out how to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued. I tried to work at the business with him. I just couldn't stand him. And I'm sure he couldn't stand me. And at the family restaurant, I tried to stay there as long as I could. But I was trying to look for a job. And nothing was happening. Like, I was getting called back for things that I would be like, no, I didn't want them. Or I wasn't getting called back. So, at that time, I thought the best thing was for Camila to be around her father, right, too. That's why I didn't want to leave. But then I'm like, what am I doing? You know, this is a time where, like, obviously everything, you know, went to shit. So the only one that's going to look out for myself and for Camila is me. Like,
yeah,
for my
yourself.
Best interest.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I didn't have family over there. I didn't have a job that I wanted, that I you know, saw myself in. And so, and I wasn't happy. So I'm like, I'm just going to go home. So I just decided to come home. I decided to come home. And I didn't have a place to stay. Let's just say, yeah, I had a friend, that, my best friend, that would, like, come with me. But, you know, at this point, I have a child. Like, I'm not going to do that to Camila, where I'm going to be living out with some, like, off someone else. Which is completely different, you know, from me living at my best friend's couch, single, now with a child, with Camila. So, yeah, so I just came back home. And I decided to just come back home. I had nothing, with nothing. I left everything I had. I left the business. I didn't fight for anything because there's really nothing to fight for. I had Camila, and that ultimately was what mattered, even though Camila's not a thing. But my main purpose in life is being a mother. Although I have to admit that when I found out I was pregnant, I was super scared. I cried. I was pregnant at 34, 35. I had spent most of my life alone and single, you know, like doing whatever I wanted. And so I just thought that being pregnant, I wasn't going to do certain things, or I had to give up on my dreams. And she's been my ultimate dream. Yeah. And I think because of her is because I've managed to, like, keep it together. And I'm not saying I didn't cry, or I'm not saying I saying I didn't go through all of that and you know, get upset at every and get angry and shout or whatever. I'm just saying that because of her, I think I've managed to, like, keep it together. And at the end of the day, however things happened and whatever choices were made, we're here now.
Right. And absolutely.
There's nothing that I can do, and there's nothing that I want to change. Because, I don't even want to say, like, well, if we would have done this or we would have caught it sooner. I'm like, no, it's just, it wasn't meant to be. I do wish things would have gone down differently, because it was very hard on me, and the stuff that I had to go through, and just to even imagine, like, that other woman that here. I don't know the whole story. If she knew or if she didn't know that he was married, but at the end she knew, and she still chose to, like, stay with him, you know?
Yes.
So, and at the end the kids are affected too.
Yeah.
Obviously now enough time has passed, and Camila is super young, super, super young. And now the only life she knows is, you know, that I'm not with her dad. And
she's beautiful. You know, she's beautiful. So you guys need to go on her Instagram. Like, her dad is so beautiful.
Definitely.
And of course, you know, out of whatever situation you went through, you created your brand, which is Chasing Camila, right?
Yes, which is what matters. And
yes.
So now,
yes, exactly. You know,
which is what matters. Yeah, as I was going through the motions of, like, being sad, depressed, like, oh, me, why me, or why did this happen? I was also listening a lot to, like, the Let There Be Loose podcast, which is from Linda, my best friend. And I'm not biased. She is amazing, and it was a lot of positive light.
We've heard of her, she's very, very
it's a really great, great podcast. It was a lot of light, and then, of course, my friends, my very, very close friends I have in California and even in Texas here in Dallas, and my mom, my sister. You know, you need a support system.
Yeah.
No matter what. No matter if you're happy or not happy, you need a support system. And they kept me afloat. Everything I did, I was determined to just not feel that horrible feeling and just get out of that black hole. And one day I just woke up and I just came up with the idea of set up a Santa hat. I don't know if it's out there already or if it was out there at that time. I looked it up. I didn't find any at that moment, you know, and I'm like, I'm just going to do. And I love Serape. Serape is what I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, my parents instilled that in me. I always go to Mexico. And so I love the colors. They're so vibrant. I just decided to do set up a Santa hat at the moment. It was like November. It was almost even Christmas. And I just started selling. I put them on Etsy. And that's how I started.
And you were making these yourselves, Melissa? You were making them by yourself?
Well, my godmother's the one that's helped me, because she's the one that's shown me
how to sew and
how
stuff.
To sew, okay. And everything. But that was what I started with. Nice. And then from that, I'm going to keep going. I'm like, as crazy as it sounds, I'm just going to keep going, focus on items with terape, you know, because at the time I didn't think there was anything like that, like accessories. I know other people create other items, you know, I'm like, but until then I came up with the terape bunny ears for Easter and then the mini ears for the summer.
So
and then
cute.
T-shirts. So it just came up. The ideas just started coming. And so now I do frames. I do bows. I do a lot of stuff, you know.
You
now.
Do.
And a lot of it, eventually it came to Chasing Camila, the name, because I have, my personal Instagram is called Chasing Clothes. And then, so I just thought it was natural to just name it Chasing Camila, because
I love
the name. And of course, you know, your brand is very, very unique, and it stands for something like your Fuerte collection, right?
Yes.
So your inspiration behind your lines, has it come about through your feelings after your divorce or just overall in life?
I think both. Mm-hmm. I think I was actually just looking at this little book where I started the beginning stages of like what I envision it to be, and it's a little loteria card with a figure stick, and it says El Mentiroso. That was my drawing, and so it was just, it's funny, and then the first word was supposed to be traicionero instead of fuerte, so it was just going to be three designs.
Wow.
And it was going to be focused on just the cheating, the man. Women do it too, I know.
Yeah.
But just the cheating in general. And it wasn't just my divorce. It was before two other relationships, you know. Like, it becomes a cycle of what I had revolved myself with. And it was just to kind of, I know it resonates with other women, because I knew I wasn't the only one, and I'm not the last one that would go through that. It
Definitely.
Has nothing
right.
to do with the guys that I dated or whomever I married, because they're irrelevant in my life. That what really matters is what I'm going through, how I feel, because it's my life. That's the only life I have control of, and what I do to overcome and to kind of just give some light. So then it became kind of like a joke, you know, for me. Like, I just thought it would be kind of funny to put El Valiente, kind of inspired by El Valiente too. The body is really inspired by my best guy friend. You know, he's all about working out. So the guy doesn't even look like any of my exes. It's just inspired physically by my best guy friend. And then, and then the rest is just little like eggs, I guess they call it now, hidden eggs, that kind of stuff that I went through during the relationship when it was going down. But I just wanted to, I know it was going to resonate with other women. There's so many songs out there about cheating, you know, like Thank You Next, or, you know, I don't know, Traicionero, or Paquita del Barrio. Everybody has songs because everybody's been through it. And I meant to, you know, if some guy wants to come up with La Mentirosa, go for it. But it really has nothing like against anybody at this point. And then eventually when I finally decided to make it Fuerte was because that's what we are.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We're strong.
I love it.
Even when we're down on the floor and we've been kicked, not literally, you know, but we're down, we're in a black hole.
We hit rock bottom.
We're strong.
Yeah.
You hit rock bottom. And that wasn't the only time, you know, I'd had like a dark day. It was just one of the times. But at the end of the day, you come out and there's light, you know. Like,
right.
Because I know that horrible feeling, and I don't ever want to go back to it. And I don't want even my worst enemy to go through it. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of women had gone through it, because a lot of them, because I did post about it, like a picture that I took of myself when I had moved back to Texas, Like, I didn't even recognize myself. I had no makeup. I had, like, a whole bunch of stuff on my face because I wasn't taking care of myself. I had lost weight again, a lot of weight, and I couldn't even recognize myself. And when I posted that and I shared a bit about it, a lot of women messaged me, and they're like, I've been through it. I've been through it, but I didn't leave my husband because of this and that. Or I've been through it, and I don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
And so we've all gone through similar situations. It doesn't mean we're going to do the same thing. It doesn't mean we're going to have the same outcome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And any advice I would give, too, I'm like, I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what I've done, you know, but you are the only one that can pull yourself out of this. And it's
exactly.
true. As much as support and light as I had from everyone, I was the only one that was going to have to shift my thinking, you know, from wanting to go visit the girl wherever she worked. Now I'm like, I don't give a shit,
yeah.
you know? So it just, we have to shift our way of thinking, because if not, we're just going to keep going in circles and circles and keep on digging.
Yes, that's so true.
Yes.
That's amazing advice. And one of my favorite pictures that you have of your Fuerte collection is the one of Camila wearing the shirt with her little serape skirt. Is my absolute favorite picture because, you know, it's that's exactly, like, I feel like she is so strong, and it's because she sees you, you know, like she sees her mommy so strong. And so you can just tell she wears everything you make with, like, such pride, and she's just,
I know.
I love it. I just love the whole, everything behind it. I love that you've gotten to this place where you are, you know, creating your successful brand, you know, product after product, item after item, and you're successful, and she's watching you do all this. I mean, there's nothing more bigger than that.
Exactly. Yes. You're definitely going to be her role model forever. I mean, like, look at, you know, where you've come from, look at where you're at, and for her to be able to witness you, you know, go back up from hitting rock bottom. I mean, that's beautiful.
She's going to know your whole story one day, and she's going to just, you know, like, it's going to mold her into the woman she's going to be, you know?
Yeah. She's going to be put there.
No, and I too. That word is so simple, but it's so true. And it has been my best selling shirt, the Fuerte one, you know, and I'm thankful for it because it's just, I can tell that people feel, and that's what they do. They say they feel empowered by it when either you're working out or
exactly.
Like any day. It doesn't have to be by workout. And you're right. Camila knows, you know, now she knows. She's like, you made this, right, mommy, or whatever, and she'll wear it. Like I said, she's the main person, and I really want to put stuff out there that is going to empower women. And I really put out there me, you know, what I've been through, whether it's bad or good. I like to put that out because that's reality, you know.
It is.
And it really is.
And it's not, you know, it's not always butterflies and unicorns. And
exactly.
And obviously, you know, when I was going through the emotions, you know, you want people to feel what you're feeling and all these things, but you wish you could, like, say everything, you know, and now it doesn't serve me any good anymore. Like, it doesn't, like, I went through it, I put out a collection, I think the collection was part of a healing process, if it makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out there, and that's that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. And now, like, you know, Camila has her dad, that's her dad, and you know, that's different from what him and I went through. So I just want her to, you know, whenever she is old enough, then that's going to be her thing. And who knows by then? We might even be best friends. You know, I doubt it, but.
You never know where this life is going to take us. I mean, you got, you know, to be Lindsay Lohan's personal assistant from, you know, an internship. So.
I mean,
you never know.
You couldn't have planned. I mean, like, you, if some, like, I always feel like whenever I get experiences that kind of blow my mind, I'm like, if you would have told me 5 years ago that I was going to be, like, sitting here interviewing, like, this specific person, or I would get a chance to, you know, work with this person, you know, or do something that I feel like I've done that's, you know, helped me, you know, become better. And I'm always like, no, that's never gonna, like, I would, like, if you would have told me before, like, that's gonna happen, I'd be like, no. You know, like, those are one of those instances where you're like, you know, it's hard to believe, like, you couldn't even plan it any better, but it was meant for you. And like you said, you were meant to have it in your life at that time, and it was meant to let it go when you were supposed to let it go. And like I said, it just brought you to your successful brand that you have now. But we wanted to ask you, just give a few tips, maybe like one or two tips that would, for anybody else that has a business, you know, because you're really popular with like going to pop-ups. I know I've seen you travel to Chicago, and you're in Dallas, and you go to LA, and, you know, like between like buying your, or, you know, inventory, like I know you've just came back from Colombia with some amazing things that I will be buying ASAP.
I wanted to bring everything.
Yeah, I bet. But between like, you know, between the pieces that you make, you know, that you make with your own, you know, your own handmade stuff, to getting additional inventory, to doing pop-ups, like what would you say, just a few tips of somebody that has a business or wants to start, you know, and find the right avenue to be successful? What do you suggest?
That's a good question. So it didn't happen overnight. Right. Like I said, at first I honestly bought two setups. That's what I started with. Wow. To make the Santa hats. And so I went to Mexico and I bought them, and I used to get them more expensive. So now, you know, I've managed to lower it, but it's honestly really just, it's going to be so simple, but just to do it.
Yes.
And because a lot of people are afraid to do vending events, to just do it. I mean, just do it. I was doing any event last year, any event, even here in the Valley, and the Valley is really small.
Yeah.
Little Marissa, I'm sure Ruby doesn't know what I'm talking about, but here in the Valley, it's super small.
I live in San Antonio for about 6 years. Are you talking about the Valley?
The Rio Grande Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's next to the border. That's another sign that I'm glad I moved back, because I'm right next to Mexico. So whenever I need something, it's 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
But so I was saying yeah to any of the markets, right? Because I was new to it. So I was just saying yeah. And then obviously now, no, I say no to a lot of the markets, because I'm gonna lose money. You know, the people that shop here are not for me. People, I have to find my target market, and that meant me having to travel to Corpus Christi, travel to San Antonio, travel to Austin, and so I just, and those markets are the ones that were bringing in the money. And then but all of that helps also with marketing, because you're sharing sharing your journey, and people like that.
Yes.
People like it, and I would share when I was sweaty, and I would share when everything was fine, you know, and so you're getting more attention, and people start following you. They start listening to you. They can relate to you. And so now that brings in the online sales too, because now they know where to go for specific items and if you're going to come out with a line. And Instagram, honestly, has been like a major player in this. Instagram, I sell a lot of my stuff in there, and a picture does make a difference. And it doesn't have to be like, go spend money on a photographer. It just has to be a really good, clear picture of what you're trying to put out there.
And your Instagram is very vibrant.
Yeah.
You know, I love your Instagram. It's full of color. It's full of life. When I see your like Instagram, I feel like, you know, it's just life. Like, it's so vibrant. I love it.
Thank you. And one thing that has really, really pushed me was connecting with other brands, like Arlene's brand, Arlene Galindo from Glam Lindo Artesania. Her and her daughter have a brand in Spain.
Love her.
And we were connected also by Linda Garcia. We were connected, and she's like, she started carrying my merchandise in LA. So I was doing the footwork in Texas, and she was doing the footwork in LA for me when I first started.
Nice.
And I took advantage of the trips that I would take to LA, you know, and I would go to stores to go sell my items wholesale. So I also sell my items wholesale, the stuff that I need.
Oh, okay.
I sell them
wholesale. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have money coming in from, I was just dipping in everything, like wholesale, online, and market.
Yeah.
And so
But what's great is that, you know, what we want everybody to understand is that you learned all those steps as you moved on, as you went on. So really the main thing is that you did it. You started it. Because if you wouldn't have started somewhere, you wouldn't have gotten to online sales or wholesale. Right. You know, like you would, like if you would have just been like, oh, I'm going to make stuff and sell it and that's going to be my only way. But no, look at, you have three or four other avenues of income coming in through, uh-huh. you know, through that same, you know, through your same business. But you probably didn't think of all that in the beginning, you know, because we don't know what's to expect. So,
you're right. You don't know, and then a lot of it is from stuff that I had learned from my other jobs that I knew about wholesale because of school that I went to in Dallas, and I knew about wholesale because of other companies that I had worked for, and that you can just do. It was basically cold calling,
yes,
you know.
Yep.
And but now because of Instagram too, you're able to reach out through them through Instagram. So once I did a few stores over there when I was in LA, and I'm like, this is what I do, this is what I sell. And they said, yeah. Then I started just emailing, messaging, just reaching out. And all of that takes time and work, I understand. So it's just really just doing it. And you learn as you go. And then I share a lot, and that has helped, you know. But you can share as much as you can. You don't have to share everything. I know a lot of people don't like sharing, but I think I share more now because I feel like I need to be open.
Yeah, but that's
good. People really need to get that because it's also a personal brand, you know. It's like about me and Camila, or Camila and I, and a lot of people. Then you open doors for yourself. Like people started reaching out to me, you know. Then there's like Sol Bonita in Corpus. She, for some reason, I don't know how we connected, but it was Instagram, and she was like, "I'm having an event, you know, come." Mm-hmm. And Corpus is by far one of the best places I love to sell. Like the community over there is amazing, and her events are beyond. And so I'll do anything for Sol Bonita, you know. And so then you just connect with different people. Then there's Sin Paja in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
And Dallas is going to be my first time going. I'm excited.
Yay.
I'm excited. Yes. But I don't know anybody over there, but I'm excited.
So please tell us where you're going to be, if you have any upcoming shops before we wrap up. Tell us where you're going to be and where everybody can find you, because we want them to be able to find your stuff and come out to your pop-ups and support.
Yes, definitely. So my next one is here in the Valley. It's at Tres Lagos, and it's in McAllen. That's a really good market that happens every month. That's Tres Lagos in McAllen, and that's on Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. And then September 13th through the 14th, I'll be in Dallas, and that will be the Pinners Conference. I can't remember exactly where the place is, but it's in Dallas, and you just look up Pinners Conference.
Okay.
I'll post up the information soon, because I even have a discount code for people that want to attend.
Oh, yeah, definitely tag us, and we'll share it for you.
Yes.
Because it's a big, big conference, like thousands of people. It's indoors. Nice. That's my next one. And then I'm doing... that same day, I'm actually doing a Sol Bonita event. My sister's going to help me in Corpus.
Oh, nice.
It's a taco event, one that she puts on. That's the very first one I did with her last year, and I'm like, I have to do it. But my sister's going to work that one because it's the same weekend.
Then
I'll be in Dallas.
Okay.
And then it's just like Dia de los Muertos. I'll be in San Antonio, and I don't have the details for those, but I'll be in San Antonio for Dia de los Muertos.
Well, I'll definitely find you on that weekend.
I need to go to San Antonio.
I know, right?
we need to meet up. No, I want to see you.
And I know. We will definitely meet up when you come to town. And when you make it to LA, you let us know so Ruby can come out.
Please let me know.
Yeah, but we appreciate you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
And just sharing your story. It's really, really inspiring. And I just know a lot of people are going to find inspiration in your entire journey. Like you said, you share a lot. And I've learned a lot about you just, you know, by following you and becoming friends. But I was just so, so honored to share your story and so happy for all your success, because you deserve it.
You do deserve it. Thank you so much. And then just real quick, can you tell us your Instagram names again, your handles?
Okay, so my Instagram for the business is @ChasingCamila. And then I have the personal, it's @ChasingClothes, but it takes me a minute sometimes to post.
Yeah.
I used to blog, too.
Yeah.
too. I used to blog too, but I wasn't really focused. But I think once eventually, I think I'm going to get back into it because there's a lot of stuff that I need to post.
Yeah,
like,
you could write a lot. You do need to go back and write that book, though. Please promise yes. us. Promise us when you settle down and when you get to a good place, you will go back and write that book.
I have a lot of stories.
I bet you do.
Especially my personal assisting days.
I would love to read that book. So yeah, for sure. That has to be on your future next 5-year plan or something like that.
I know, right? I need to. But yeah. Books are big right now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. All right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @Girl Talking Mas. See you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.